Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of this, the free jazz season of Story Break, a writer's room podcast where three Hollywood professionals have an hour to turn a humble idea into a pitch for an awesome movie. I'm your host. I was trying to think of a Gilbert fruit pun, mm-hmm. And I really couldn't. I'm your host, Freddie Wong.
It's me, Gilbert Godfrey.
Oh, God.
I'm subbing in for Will Campos. He's doing the voice of Iago, and I'm here today because I heard you talking about Gilberts. I'm a screenwriter. That's what Will says. The Aristocrats. I was good in that movie. I told a good Aristocrats joke.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Gilbert.
I don't know where that came from, but I'm very proud of it.
Can you do it again, or is it one of those things where it just happened once? And that's.
Let's see. I got it. I think I still got the voice, Matt.
I can't wait for you to do that this whole episode. It's going to be fantastic.
Me neither.
I'm Matt Arnold. I'm a part-time writer, part-time director, full-time father of a beautiful baby girl.
You know, I'm going to stop saying ugh when you say that, and I'm just going to be like, aw.
Yeah.
It was very sweet.
Oh, you're welcome.
This is my new ploy to get you to stop.
I will never stop loving my daughter, and I'll never stop expressing my love to the
Matt,
world.
What's the most important part of fatherhood, do you think, as a true father?
Keeping your kid from. Oh, I don't want to say something offensive, so.
What?
Like, I was literally just kidding. Keeping your kid from dying, but like, oh, but I don't want to judge parents who have had their kids die. That doesn't mean they're bad parents.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that
that's probably the worst thing you could do as a parent.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not going to. I'm just going to go out and say that even if you're someone who has had that tragedy happen, I think you would agree that, like, it's an important part of being a parent.
Family. That's true.
You're right. This is thinner ice than I thought.
Yeah, right?
Like, I was like, that's not controversial. And then I started talking and I was like, ooh,
it's
I don't
just sad
know,
is
actually.
It's just,
sad.
You know, just taking care of your kid. Speaking of taking care of my kid, this episode is going to be actually an hour for once, or we're going to actually take an hour because I got to pick her up from daycare.
We get it, Matt. You have a daughter.
I got responsibilities that aren't just movie making anymore.
Matt really doesn't have a kid, but he's so committed to the fiction at this point that now he has to throw in details like
now
daycare.
I just ruined people's schedules for my fake child. All right, here's what we're doing.
I'm
excited because we were briefly looking for something, and then I just saw somebody saying to do famous movie titles, doing them as a different genre
based off the title,
and I realized What's Eating Gilbert Grape,
and we all realized that we have. No, none of us.
I've kind of always been obsessed with this movie because Titanic.
This is another.
Was so big.
This is another Dustin Reitzel idea, which is to take a famous movie title and devise a plot to fit that title in an inverse opposite genre. So if we're taking a kind of different slant on it,
we all realize that
none of us know the movie What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Here's my history with What's Eating Gilbert Grape. Titanic was the biggest movie of all time. All the girls in my middle school loved Leonardo DiCaprio, including their girl I had a big crush on. So in order to kind
Kate
of...
Winslet.
Yeah, Kate Winslet was a big fan. She went to my high school as my teacher. So the girls, of course, went and saw every Leonardo DiCaprio movie, including What's Eating Gilbert Grape. And I never knew what it was about, but I always talked about it like I liked it because I just wanted to like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wait, so you pretended that you were like, now What's Eating Gilbert Grape? This is true cinema.
I was like, oh yeah, that's I love Leonardo. Because here's the thing. All the boys would make fun of Leo because they're all jealous. And I was like, no, my angle is going to be, I agree with you girls. Leo's dreamy and awesome. I love What's Eating Gilbert Grape. And I still have no idea what the movie's about.
That
I
scene never... where he eats those grapes, man, loved it.
And now, Will, you brought up, because this episode, I guess, has a chance of being very problematic, because it sounds like the movie might deal with certain controversial issues.
Serious issues.
I want to clarify, I know nothing. Freddie knows nothing. Will knows very little. This has nothing to do with the actual movie. So we're not making fun of anything that happens in the movie. In my head, I think there's a school shooting in it, which now it sounds like maybe there's not. I thought he played basketball. I have no idea what the movie is.
You thought he played basketball?
Yeah, I thought it was about basketball. All we're doing is the name is very funny to me. The name is very funny, so we're going to make a movie. Should it be starring Leo?
The only fact I know about this movie is that Leonardo DiCaprio is in it. And I think we rented it from Blockbuster once. And I was like, I don't remember this movie at all.
It is weird. I have a vague memory that the movie, like, I don't know if it's like, I don't know what the proper nomenclature is, mm-hmm. but like that I think he might play someone who's mentally challenged in some way, or he has like a brother.
Cognitive.
Wait, there's some kind of mental illness thing.
Cognitive. I don't even know if disorder is the right. Sorry, my wife's an occupational therapist. And she always told me that's actually like up to the person to kind of Will, if he had a cognitive disorder or something, I don't want to know. I don't want anybody to think we're making fun of it or making fun of the movie. Because here's the thing. I definitely thought it was like in the realm of James and the Giant Peach. Because who has a name? His name is Gilbert Grape.
So wait.
Like, I didn't think it was a serious movie.
You thought that it both was in the vein of James and the Giant Peach and involved a school shooting.
That was my first thought. I thought it was like James and the Giant Peach, but as they kept talking about how hot he was in it and it was interesting, I was like, oh, this is definitely not
okay,
an anime movie.
This definitely is about school shooting.
Back up. Matt. Okay, so first of all, yes, we agree. We have no idea. We're being led in like lambs to slaughter. However, Matt, you have an insight into this beyond what we have, which is this. You remember what the middle school girls reacted to in that movie. What did they like about
this movie? Okay.
I think they just liked that Leo was in it. That's all I remember. It was just Leo was in it. And now I'm concerned that like Leo is like a character with like, you know, like,
yeah, but it's one of those, but like you knew that they liked it because he was in it. So we knew that it made Leo look good.
Yeah.
Like if this was a movie where Leo was in it, but it was like Equus or something like that. And they're like, it's in it, but it's weird. Yeah. Like they would have let you know, right? Yeah. Like they wouldn't be like, oh,
yeah, if Leo played, God, this is... if Leo played, who's the other main character in Of Mice and Men? The girls would be like, man, Leo was great in Of Mice and
Lenny?
Men. As Lenny. Leo, man, I love Titanic, so I loved him in Of Mice and Men. So I don't know what...
I think we can be pretty sure that he doesn't play a giant grape named Gilbert. I'm just going to put that out there.
Okay, so are we doing this with Leo? And are we doing it with Leo?
I think yes. Let's go with the plot.
Okay, this is all we know. It's Leonardo DiCaprio. He got to look good.
He's probably not a giant talking
and
grape.
He's probably
no,
not.
But we're not trying to make what we think the movie is. We're just trying to make a good movie.
No, but I want to reverse engineer a Gilbert grape that could satisfy the middle school girl audience.
Okay, I like that. I like
that. The original.
I like that. Because I'm beginning to think, just like little things are occurring to me, that I'm beginning to think that maybe the movie wasn't like really charming or whatever. So I do like the idea of what a teenage girl who just saw Titanic was hoping they would get when they went to see What's Eating Gilbert Grape with hot heartthrob Leo at his prime. Okay, what's eating Gilbert
what
Grape?
What is eating Gilbert
Stunning
Grape?
Young Leo. What is eating him?
Is he Gilbert Grape? So it feels like
It feels like a Holden Caulfield type heat. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's this unruly teen, Gilbert Gottfried Grape. And he's like...
GGG.
Everyone's wondering what his deal is. Do you know what I mean? Because he feels ways about stuff. Because he's a rebel.
And people care. Like, people are asking that question. Like,
it feels like
I was a loser in middle school. Nobody was saying, hey, what's wrong with Matt? They just said, who the fuck that's... Matt? Who's that kid? Yeah. But, like, they're like, hey, what's eating Gilbert Grape? I care about what's eating Gilbert Grape. So, like...
Yeah, but we don't know who's asking the question.
Oh, that's true.
To be fair. Do you know what I mean? True. Maybe it's the girl that likes him is asking the question, you know? Like, she's...
Well, now, here's
so
a question.
Complex.
Here's a question. Another hint that we can go off of here. Gilbert Grape. Now, I've never met someone with the last name of Grape.
Nobody has.
I don't think
they're in a Roald Dahl book.
Right, exactly. So is there a Roald Dahl magical realism sort of edge to it because of such a strange surname?
Here we go.
What if
Grape history, family crest, and coat of arms. The distinguished German surname Grape is derived from the old High German Graben, meaning to dig. Here you go. The name was originally used to indicate a digger of graves or ditches.
Ooh.
So maybe it's like a mortuary.
Maybe his family were ex-Nazis and they fled Germany and he doesn't know what...
What did he dig? He digged a hole and put Nazi gold in it.
Okay, just before we pass on, I just want to make sure that we definitely are going to not have anything physically be eating him. Like, we're definitely not going to play in that realm. Like, no horror.
Not flesh-eating bacteria.
Or, like, a monster movie. I just want to make sure.
We're seeing this exit on the freeway, Will, and Matt's like, we're not getting off on this exit, right? And we're looking at each other like, you're right. The flesh-eating bacteria exit.
No, you're right. It would have to be something slow, because, like, in order for somebody to ask a question in that casual manner, it couldn't be, like, a bear or something.
No, but it could be, like, you could be doing, like, a The Fly type scene.
That's what I mean. It'd have to be, like, a slow...
And, like, Jeff Goldblum's hot in The Fly.
Okay, hold on. I have an idea.
You know what I mean? Like, you would, like, I could see being like, oh, yeah, that Leo's looking good in that movie. He turns into a hideous grape by the end. He turns into Brindle Grape.
I have an idea.
What's your
idea? We've seen a number of these trailers for the young adult films where it's like, I forget which one it is. This is one that's like that, like some sort of unit of measurement is the title of the movie. The one where it's like they're both sick and they can't touch each other, but they are like super in love, and he's like giving up on life, and they both have the same like disease.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? 6 feet from stardom. 20 feet from stardom.
Yeah, 20 feet from stardom. That's right.
The 100-foot journey.
Yeah. It's one.
The Englishman who walked up a hill but came down a mountain.
So what if there's a Gilbert Grape, right? And there's some disease that's eating away at him, right? But he's like hot and smoldering. And then it's like, it's the young like nurse intern and they fall in love. But it's like, she needs to solve what's eating him physically, but also like...
So the answer is cancer, is what you're saying.
You're saying it's a cancer movie. Let's just throw as much tricky stuff to handle on top of this joke podcast as possible.
Okay, hot Leo, all right, Gilbert Grape.
Here are my notes. Hot Leo, Grape Leo, Cancer Leo.
I really like
Leo. Brindle Leo.
Cancer Leo's an astrology movie.
Whoa, what? Pretty good.
But nice. What if, okay, bear with me. What if Leo, by the way, Leo doesn't have to be Gilbert Grape. Gilbert Grape could be the new kid who's a giant grape that people want to eat.
And Leo's like his tough but sensitive friend.
Yeah, Leo could be like the bully like, at first or whatever, and then like the kid who's defending and like is going to learn from this grape.
It's like Leo is like James Dean, and then the grape is like Sal Mineo in Rebel Without a Cause. What if, Gilbert Without a Grape, if you will.
Yes. What if Gilbert Grape was the name of a big transatlantic cruise ship, okay? And it's being worn down.
Wait, it's what?
So it's,
they said Gilbert Grape was the ship of dreams.
And it's like, and
there's a giant chunk of iceberg lettuce in the water.
And it's starting to leak. And they're like, what's eating this thing? And Leo's like, it's like Titanic, but it takes way longer.
So it's just Titanic, but yeah. It's a sea monster instead of an iceberg.
What if it's Sausage Party meets Titanic? And it's
Gilbert Grape.
Could you do a movie about a giant grape going to school with humans?
What if it was,
I mean, you could.
It was like a sentient grape?
Oh, but you, what is it, Harvey, where it's the guy and then he has the talking rabbit?
And it's not real?
Yeah, or like that Elijah Wood show.
This grape kid is real, if you're going to do a grape kid.
No, but you could do like, again, if he's like this, you know, edgy, troubled youth, mm-hmm. and he like, you know, has a sort of imaginary friend, this big grape that he calls Gilbert Grape.
Because his parents.
And then you have like a Robin Williams-esque like Goodwill Hunting therapist who's trying to get to the root of what's up with his mixed up teen.
His parents are winemakers, and they spend all their time with grapes.
It's set in Napa Valley.
But then the turn is like the reason he's imagining his grape character is because his parents died from wine, and he's struggling to get past the trauma.
He died from
wine. Are
you
talking about alcohol poisoning or drowning? Did they get crushed in the machine?
Crushed in the machine.
I just like this doctor being like, there's no easy way to say this. Your parents died from wine.
I'm sorry to tell you this, son, but Merlot killed your father.
And then you realize that other than this big grape, he's never near grapes because the last thing he remembers his parents is their mangled corpses amongst a bunch of grapes. So he's terrified of grapes, and he has this big grape imaginary friend.
Okay.
I don't think middle school girls would have been excited.
No, they would not have been okay with that. Yeah, middle school girls went nuts for Paul Giamatti and Sideways. We can't get that.
That's the vibe we're going for. No, you're right. Gilbert Grape.
You didn't see that issue of Teen Beat with Paul Giamatti on the cover?
Teen Girls Hot for Paul Giamatti. Okay.
The title's just
Leonardo DiCaprio in The Hottie and the Giamatti.
It's just the title's PG-13.
Oh, shit! That's you. Wait, you got that very good Freddy joke you just did, right?
No, I just said PG-13.
The PG, like, it's Paul Giamatti.
Giamatti. Oh, PG.
Okay, what about, hear me out, the movie's called PG-13, and character actor Paul Giamatti, it's like 13 again, and he becomes 13.
You know what's weird?
Or 17 again. It's PG-13 on 30.
Okay, wait. This is good. I just like the idea of a movie where teenage girls were like, yeah, it was starring Leo and Paul Giamatti, and it was weird, but Paul Giamatti was the hot one in this one.
Oh,
okay,
it's like Antonio Banderas.
What's eating Gilbert Grape? What if, to your point, what if it's Paul Giamatti having a midlife crisis? And then he goes back to a stunning Leo age. And the idea that hot Leo was Paul Giamatti when he was like 14. And it's like a guy going through his midlife crisis. That's
what's
eating him.
Once again, we have arrived at Bruce Willis is the kid. All story break roads lead eventually.
Wait, have we gotten to the kid?
Bruce Willis's movie, The Kid.
What's The Kid versus Big?
The kid is that Bruce Willis meets up with his like literal inner child, like his 8-year-old self shows up at his door.
Okay, he doesn't like go back in time.
No.
Okay,
but
I was saying, like, oh, but that, I mean, that could be good, too. Paul Giamatti is like, I used to look like that. And Leo's like, yep, yep. You did, buddy. What happened?
All right, let's...
5 seconds of the movie down. Now for the rest of
it. Let's circle the wagons here. So far, I like Napa Valley.
Napa Valley, great.
That seems like a good setting.
Napa Valley High. Bunch of snooty kids, I bet.
Oh, okay. Here you go. Here you go. It's Napa Valley High. It's like a townies versus rich kids.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Salt of the earth versus the new money.
Yeah.
It's the girl in the inner circle of kids, right? And she's like, and the movie starts, it's always like, you know, she's kind of popular. It's like the rich kids are always driving down the road. And she always looks, and there's this one stunning boy who's not going to school. He's always working on the vineyard. And his name's Hot Leonardo DiCaprio, a.k.a. Gilbert Grape. And like, man, there's that weird Gilbert Grape. He's always just there shirtless, smoking a cigarette, working on the vines. She's like, man, what's eating that kid?
The nicotine makes the Grape family vineyard's stock tastes like shit.
And they're like, I've heard not to deal with that kid. The Grapes, they're weird. They're a weird family.
Yeah, the Grapes. The Grapes. Gilbert Grape. And yeah, it's like the old,
they're the only people making...
Oh, guys! I actually don't... we stumbled somehow stupidly back-asswards into a good idea for a movie, which is fucking Wuthering Heights set in Napa Valley.
Yes.
A fucking classic gothic romance.
Okay.
With your brooding, Byronic hunk at the center of it, but like all of the beauty of an allure of sun-kissed Napa Valley wine country. How has no one done that?
You know what you would do? The fun of that would be the classic. Everybody thinks he's just this like poor family or whatever, but actually the Grapes are old money. Like, because when she goes to meet him, she's expecting, like, oh, these, like, hillbillies who, like, work on the vines. Like, the Grapes are this weird family. Their place is run down and stuff. It's like, no, you keep going. It's like, no, they're just bitter and resentful of, like,
and
this new generation.
The wine is a metaphor for blood.
Yeah, and like, and well, like age, like, hey, like yeah, it needs to take time. Yeah. And it's like, it's almost a little bit, it's a little bit also like kind of cruel, not Cruel Expectations, because that's the sexy one, but Great Expectations.
Cruel Expectations. Sorry, let's hold 1 second. Hold,
isn't what's the
cruel one? Hold really quick. Hold really quick. Jesus, cruel Expectations. Let's just take a quick beat here. Cruel Expectations. Mrs. Havisham, and she gets naked by the cake, and it's a swimming pool cake. Okay,
but
that's all.
He's a little bit like the character in Great Gatsby. Not Gatsby. Well, Gatsby, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Great Gatsby.
Podcast over.
Great Gatsby and Cruel Expectations.
I like the idea that the Grape family is the only family in Napa that's not making wine. They're just making grape juice. Right? Like, that's where all the real grape,
all right,
that's the real money.
All right. I think we've stumbled into our premise. We got, when we haven't done like a sexy gothic romance, like a Crimson Peak or a Jane Eyre.
Well,
or
it's
like
all about what's the allure of him and his family, and then what's the danger underneath? Because, again, clearly this kid, again, kind of wants to.
You need that dark secret. You know, like he murdered his brother, and they've the got vines. Him walled up in the, you know. Secret, like, again, I'm picturing a big manor, right? Like, you gotta have a man,
a big, big decaying manor.
It'd be like the reason their grapes are so good is because he brings home fertile virgins, and then they grind them up.
Oh, so you're talking like we're talking like supernatural. This is like a horror movie, like a sexy, gothic, like again, like a Crimson Peak,
sexy gothic horror.
So he's like the Tom Hiddleston, if you will.
Yeah. Yes,
he's tragic but fucked up.
Well, like his younger brother fell into the grape churner, and like that year's vintage got them their wealth.
And his little brother's name was Gilbert, and he's like, you know who's eating Gilbert Grape? Everybody. My little brother's blood. My little brother's blood. Wait, everywhere.
Yeah, they
and my
found...
family said nothing.
Okay, here's...
Oh. So that's the twist. Yeah. That's the twist is everyone thinks he's Gilbert Grape.
Oh, he
took
over.
They didn't tell anyone that they had twins.
Oh.
Oh, here. I got it.
Yes, I like his brother died in the machine.
No. Not dark enough. His brother fell in the machinery and got like churned up, but they rescued him, but his blood got in. So they're like, we need to keep him alive to keep our vintage pure. Right? So he's still.
So it's like Blade 2? They got him in the bag?
Because they just tapped into him because they use his brother's blood to give that tang.
Okay, what you're saying is that the brother's blood, for some reason, gave the vintage, gave
beautiful bouquet.
The Gilbert Grapes are extra good because of his blood.
Yeah.
And the parents were like,
so they've got him walled up.
Yes.
And they're bleeding him.
Yes.
So the dark turn would be that our character knows that because he's like, you don't understand. If I save my brother or he dies, I have the same blood.
Like, they'll come after me.
So he's just torn up on the inside. Like, so then she realizes, like, he knows.
Yeah, they got
some. So in that case, the grape family would be the most prestigious family in that.
Yes, they would actually know.
You know what I mean? Like, but they're recluses.
They're like, what's eating him? Because, like, he's rich. He's got that family's got everything. How come he doesn't go to school? Like, he's like,
the real question is who's drinking Gilbert
Grape? Yes.
And it's every fucked up bullshit family in this whole rotten town, right? And yeah, he's cynical. He's like, they're all a bunch of hypocrites. I'm smoking my cig, and, you know, yeah. But he's all moody.
But he hates himself too because he's letting it happen.
That's
he's
the dark
scared.
Turn. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he doesn't want to.
He's drank that wine.
The
wine is always at the parties, right? It's always at the fancy parties and people always want him to drink it, right? And he's like, everyone thinks he's such a rebel because he never drinks his parents' wine or whatever. He's like, no, it's because it's fucking.
Because it's
got my brother's
blood in it. Yes. Okay.
Whoa.
So you don't know. You think. So yes, you think the story is. Well, yes. Nobody knows he had a twin brother.
Yeah.
That's part of how they hid it.
Yeah.
Why does no one know?
You're right. The town would know. They just think something happened to him.
Yeah, there was a tragic accident, but it was.
Oh, you know what would be fucked up is the parents, the way they got away with it, is that they were like, they would have said to the police report over, oh, Gilbert, like, pushed his twin off a cliff.
They were horsing around.
Yeah, you're not going to charge a five-year-old from killing his little brother.
I see.
And that's how they got rid of it. It's like he got churned up or whatever, and then they wanted to hide it. So you would do. They live on they live on the beautiful coastline of Napa Valley or whatever.
Sorry,
is there no coast at Napa?
The coast of Napa
is Napa not near the coastline?
Napa, it's okay.
I mean, I've been to Napa.
I think we should stop punishing Matt for his Matt gaffes. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I feel like we just dunk on. I'm like, I think when Matt says Cruel Expectations, let's take a moment to light him up. But like, it's not like the weirdest thing. If you've never been to Napa, it's not unreasonable to think it's on the coast.
I mean, I've been to Napa. You go up to the five sometimes on the coast. I just assumed
now Matt's doubling down. So.
I just assumed it wasn't that far away from the coastlines.
Here, but no, I thought the brother got. How did the blood get into the wine?
No, the brother did die. By going into the machinery.
Was. Yes, the excuse.
But if everybody knew that the brother died from going to the machinery, that entire vintage would be gone. Nobody's going to eat wine that a little kid bled
died
into, right? And they can't get rid of the whole vintage. But the kid's dead. And
no, but
are
is he dead because they're draining his blood?
He's not dead. They pulled him out, but they have to cover it up. So they're like, we can't.
Oh, yes, because they don't want people to know he got horrifically mangled.
Because, again, the blood's everywhere. They would ruin the vintage.
So they're like, okay, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to
keep it quiet.
Yeah, they come up with a different. They come up with a different accident.
Family doctor's going to sedate them.
He drowned in a lake.
But where'd he go? It's like, well, we can't show him. Everyone's going to see his. We'll say he died. We'll just say he died. We'll figure out a new identity, whatever.
I would do, again, people think he's responsible.
And exactly.
I would do is like him. The story is him and his brother were out on their rich ass lake and he drowned. And everybody blames that his part. He's like, oh, he's the kid that killed his little brother. And he's hanging on to this. But the real story is
his brother's still alive.
Yeah, his brother's still alive after falling into the wine machinery, which they made the best vintage. And it's like, yes, it would be that weird thing where it's like the headlines were like, a terrible year for the grape family is like, you know, overturned by their best-selling wine of the decade or
as
something
it wins.
Like that.
So here's what I have two questions. When we can engineer this back, because I think we got it. Like,
yes,
this is a very good vintage.
How weird would it be, by the way, if this is what the movie is?
Beat for beat.
I think, by the way, I
would quit screenwriting.
Yeah.
I would announce on this podcast that I would quit screenwriting and just be like, I'm done. I did it.
Okay, what were you going to say?
I can die.
I've done it. I blindly figured out what's eating Gilbert Grape. Blockbuster hit.
Okay, here's my question. All right, so just to work out the timeline of events here. So he falls. I guess we're just the wine machine.
Yeah,
because none of us know how wine is actually made.
The grape churn.
So my uncle has a winery. My uncle has a winery.
Okay, but here's my point. There's no one part of the winery process that you could just fall into it and all the wine is.
No, what it would be depending on what their casks are or whatever. Again, it would be they have their big expensive specific vintage. You know, whatever their blended cabaret. Or whatever it is. They have some specific wine that's their bestseller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If he fell in the place where they de-peel and all that stuff, all those grapes are in one thing, and that's where they start the first process of fermenting and stuff like that. He fell in there.
Yeah.
And he died. Like, he got mangled in a machine and then fell. So, like, crippled corpse, all bloodied and stuff, fell in this cask and it was ruined.
Mm-hmm. But
they couldn't.
He's not dead.
but he's not dead. But again, you could do, also do that. Sort of rich family would totally, like, as twist again, fucked up. They'd rather have a dead child than a mangled child, right, in this sort of high society. Like, the last thing you want is this.
We don't want the pity of everyone looking
yes,
down at
yes. Nose. Like, again, there's all about, it's, again, you have that, it's a classic in Gothic where you have, like, that child that's not spoken of that is, you know, mentally ill or sick or, you know, weak because, again, they don't want it. So, and again, they thought, and yes, you would do that, like, they thought he was dead.
Isn't it coma? They were just trying to, you know.
Oh, yeah. Coma's classic.
Oh, yeah. You would do that. Okay. Yeah. So, yes, he was in a coma. And after this happened, right? Yes. Like, he was really banged up. And they were, like, secretly keeping him out of sight.
Yeah.
And, you know, just trying to tend to him in the coma.
Yes.
Right?
And you then, do, it's twisted. They weren't sure. They didn't want to tell anybody what happened because, like, they don't know. Like, if he does wake up and he's, you know, irregular, as, like, those messed up people would say, like, they don't want their, again, it's like they're hedging their bets, like, they don't want anybody to know what's happening.
So, but here's my point is, at first they were just quietly, I guess you would say that they would say that there was an accident and now he's clinging to life and we're taking care of him.
Yes,
right?
I like that.
So yes, you would do, there was this year where it was like, you know, and he was the favorite, right? Yes. The eldest son, you know, who's going to inherit the kingdom someday. Yes. And he, you know, had this accident and
his
then
name was Dilbert.
Dilbert Grape. So Dilbert.
Yes. Older brother
Dilbert. He was typing up a memo and then Dogbert, his cat, that wacky Catbert got him.
His curly tie got caught up in one of the machineries.
And then he became like a weird alt-right.
Yeah, and then, yeah. Okay, so he was in a coma, and then that year, right, like, they found out, holy shit, because they were like, we can't tell anyone what happened, and we just kind of, we're going to, again, the family would be ruined, especially with all these medical costs. So they're like, we have to release the wine anyway. We're not going to tell you. That's the big secret, right? And, of course, then it's the biggest hit. And this family that had been in hard times for generations, they're like, you know, and the doctor at this point would have been like, your son is in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
Like, it would
pull the plug.
It would be best to pull the plug, right? But they're like, no, we can't do it,
Keep him alive.
We got to keep him alive so that we can keep draining his blood to put it in our wine. It's
the
secret
ingredient.
You do
it, by the way. You do it that they're twins and they were born with some weird, you know, blood thing.
No, they're just the blood.
What? I don't know.
No, because it needs to be specifically like their blood type or whatever.
They have the same blood.
Yeah, like the Mag, I don't buy that. They're just like, no, his blood made it taste good. We got to do this.
They could be twins, though. That's true. Because then
be twins. That's that's why I like is like the one reason he doesn't stand up is because he's afraid if his brother dies.
I see. That's what Freddie said.
He literally thinks his parents would start eating him. Not eating, but putting him in the wine.
Okay. All right. So we figured out the tragic backstory.
Yeah.
This is very good.
Yeah.
So now, Gilbert Grape's in high school. His parents are the toast of town.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of issues.
Yeah.
And then,
I mean, really, your main character would be the girl.
Yes.
Kind of the same way that she's the
Crimson
main character
Peak is the same thing. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, because what you do, you would follow her being like first interested by him and then intrigued and then really falls for him.
Here's
and
what
then
we
you
do.
Would start spiraling. Like, she'd be like, wait, that doctor that took care of Dilbert died like mysteriously like right afterwards.
Here's what you do. Stuff. I got the hook.
Baby. He plays basketball.
Also, I'll throw this out there. It could be a guy instead of a girl. Like the I haven't seen that spin on a Gothic romance before. It could be interesting. Putting it out there.
Yeah.
Genderless character for a second.
Is it weird? Yeah.
Yeah, I know, because then I'm like, is it like then it turns
that's
into
a tough thing, because then if he dies, then it's
is like, it
like
a kill your gaze thing or whatever. Yeah.
I'll say this. This is the way we get out of. This was specifically for Matt's middle school girlfriends.
I would also say that it being a dude would not slow it down
for the average
middle school girl at all. If it was Elijah Wood and fucking Leonardo DiCaprio in this Napa Valley like romance, like,
tell you what,
that's true.
Tell you what, those middle schoolers be drinking.
We're gonna make it a hat. They run off together at the end. They burn down the. It's Rebecca, right? End of Rebecca. Spoiler alert for Rebecca. They burn down the winery and they run off together at the end. It's a happy ending. Just because he's got trauma doesn't mean it's like a.
No,
the trauma doesn't have anything to do with him being gay. I think we're fine.
Okay, I was gonna say no, Gilbert.
If we're not fine, tweet me, Will Campos, on Twitter, and I will apologize.
I think it definitely ends with. It should definitely end with Gilbert. I don't know. It feels like it should end with the whole family falling into the wine vat.
Yeah,
and then she's drinking the vintage 2 years later, and her family has the winery or whatever.
Let's get there.
Okay.
Because there's plenty of Gothic romances end with a happy ending for the couple, but then the thing burning down. Like, again, that's Rebecca. Jane Eyre ends with the manor burning down and her getting the guy. Like, that's a classic part of the romance as well. Anyway, putting that aside for a second. Elijah Wood is the A student at school, right? And basically, I would do, it's like the classic, it's like in Jane Eyre, she gets hired to be the governess. He gets hired to be the tutor to Gilbert Grape, who's flunking out of school. He's like the kind of poor kid who works really hard, and then he gets hired to be the tutor for this mysterious, brooding bad
works
boy.
Works for the various vineyards in the area, right?
Like, yeah.
You do, again, it's like another example of why people don't like him. It's like, again, he's special. It's like, he doesn't have to go to school. In fact, the school provides Gilbert Grape a tutor instead, you know, like that sort of thing.
And this is very good, too, because you do, like, you center it all around drama class, and you do that. It's like Gilbert Grape has to recite, like, a monologue for, like, they're taking Shakespeare or something like that. And then that way you can tilt it, like, you have this meta thing to play within the play. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, talking about Greek tragedy and stuff like that.
Yes.
So you do, like, he's, this is to Leo for Leo. Hear me out. You do, they've got to rehearse the balcony scene from Romeo and Juliet because they're going to do a two-man play of it or something like that. I don't know. I'm throwing stuff out there. At any rate, I'd be like, I would give it a school objective, right? Yeah. That is the kind of thing you're tracking. Where it's like, if my stupid kid doesn't pass his, you know, drama class or his whatever, he's going to flunk out and he's going to be a disgrace to the family, right? Yes. And so then you have the new kid comes in and they start this intimate relationship where it's like a lot of meaningful looks and like exploring the mansion and being like, don't go into that room because, of course, is the kid.
Okay, here's a sexy moment. Here's what you do.
Oh, and then by the way, you do at one point the popular kids at school, right, who your Elijah Wood character has always been on the out with. They hear he's hanging out with Gilbert Grape, and I was like, yo, we'd like to get us in there. We'll throw a bitch and party, right?
Hey,
hold on. You need the scene where Elijah Wood drinks the wine, and Gilbert Grape fucking flips out at him and, like, you know, gets super mad or whatever. He doesn't understand why.
Pushes it away, and they're like, oh, Gilbert Grape's a square. Here's the way you started is, because you need that attention from Gilbert Grape to Elijah Wood. Because what you do is, like, he's stuck there. Elijah Wood goes to the mansion and tutors. And there is some kind of, you know, looks and some chemistry, clearly. But again, similar to Crimson Peak, it's like there's a little bit of friction, too. Mm-hmm. And in fact, you would do that. It ends with Elijah Wood getting mad and be like, the fucking tutor yourself, asshole. Like, you know, you're a rich kid. You never even have to go to school. Like, who are you? The next day at school, he skips. He's like, I'm not tutoring Gilbert Grape. I'm going back to school. Fucking Gilbert Grape walks in for the first time in like 4 years. All of a sudden, Gilbert Grape shows up at school
because
Gilbert Grape likes Elijah Wood. He can't leave it. Everyone's like, what the fuck is Gilbert Grape doing here? That guy doesn't even have to go to school. And he sits down and you're like,
what's
eating
that
on
guy?
Like, yeah, this, well, it's on. It's like, this guy clearly has something with Elijah Wood. He likes him.
No one's ever stood up to me before.
Exactly. And now all of a sudden, he's forcing Gilbert Grape kind of to enter the world again because the only other solution would be to not see Elijah Wood, which can't happen because he loves Elijah Wood. Ooh, the tension, the romance, Gilbert Grape showing up. And then, then the popular kids are like, well, that's really cool. Like, Gilbert Grape.
They all want to hang out with Gilbert Grape, this mysterious bad boy.
And Gilbert Grape wants to hang out with Elijah Wood.
Yeah. And Elijah Wood secretly, like, you know, he likes Gilbert Grape, but also wants acceptance from the popular kids in school.
Yes.
You know, because again, it's the classic thing where, like, okay, because you do for Gilbert Grape, like, he's like, all of these fucking rich people are phonies, right?
Yeah.
They're all bullshit, right? You have Elijah Wood wants in. He wants that acceptance. He wants to be in with the in crowd, right? He doesn't understand the dark shit that Gilbert Grape understands, you know, but they have this attraction to each other. This, you know, that's going to sort of blossom into a romance, right?
Yes. Okay. This is like gay Great Gatsby with wine and then,
you know, like
gothic romance.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, like a Jane Eyre twist.
Yeah. You could get your happy ending. The way I would do it is that this could also essentially be kind of like a eat the rich sort of ending. Because what you could do is I would make it about, if you're going to do this blood stuff, you got lean into that. They're like royalty from like their family is a line. They were Spanish royalty back in the day. They were some of the first people in California. This is their land.
I like
that. It's like pure blood. It's the sort of thing. And whether you do that, she's a person of color or just that you're doing poor. It is like, again, it's like the idea of him being interested in this girl clearly upsets the parents. Mm-hmm. And again, at first you're like, oh, they're just upset. But no, it's weirder than that. It's like literally, it's like, this is impure. This is like to the point where, again, their wine is so good because it is literally with the blood of the grapes.
Yeah.
And the fact,
well, I mean, if you were to do that, it would be his parents don't accept that he's gay.
Yeah, like, well, yeah, that would
like,
be the
you know what I mean? It's like, you've got to continue the bloodline. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and it's like the
and then you wine totally has always been heteronormative.
Yes, and then you do
the name of our vintage, in fact.
So it's not just the parents. There should also be like the, like, again, like the people who run the vineyard. Like, again, this whole creepy kind of like family, like a uncle
the
who's
weird
been around.
Groundskeeper.
Yeah.
Who's as gnarled and mangled as the vines.
Because it should literally be, it could even be like the end of high school. You could make them kind of like adolescents or whatever, kind of transitioning into.
Because
you could end, I like the idea that it's just like the two of them drinking wine that's the blood of all the family. And they're like, we live in this, the manor's ours now. like they've got.
They gotta burn the manor down. That's your eat the rich ending. They burn it down,
or they like, or they get it, and then they get to eat the wine, and they're like, "We're rich."
But he doesn't want to drink his brother's blood. That seems like
yeah.
Turn.
Well, I was gonna say drink the parents' blood.
There's the Chekhov's gun, and then there's the Gothic Romance manor, and that manor
yeah, that manor's going somewhere.
Burned down or collapsed by the end of the movie. Matt,
fine, you're right. You're right.
What I do like about that, here's what I would do. By the way, I think you guys are right that it is they are the grape farmers. Well, actually, I guess they all farm their grapes. I was going to be like, do they outsource their grapes to a lot of these families that make this wine?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so then it's like, and a lot of those families know the secret, or they know something bad happened. Do you know what I mean? So you do like, they're all...
Oh, the finale would be there's like a big party with all the wealthiest family members. Mm-hmm. And their thing is like, we're going to expose my parents. But no, all the fucking wealthiest vineyards, they use the grapes. the grape family's grapes know the secret.
Have you tried the grapes, dear?
So they're like, we can't let your son and his boyfriend get out of here alive because this would ruin this entire valley.
Okay. All right. This is very good. So Elijah Wood's your main character.
Yes.
Trying to get in with the in crowd.
Yes.
At Napa Valley High.
Yes.
Right? And Elijah Wood is like his parents work on one of these vineyards, yeah. Right? Or they are, you know, either lower class or lower middle class, and you know he doesn't like getting looked down on at school.
It's a little bit like Veronica Mars, like her dad's a sheriff. They're like blue collar in a rich town.
Exactly. Yeah. So then you would do that. He's this star student, and the sort of Man Friday or the valet of the family. Like, would you mind coming to teach our son? Mm-hmm. Right, like to be a tutor. Like, and we need him to make friends his own age. He's become this moody recluse. Right. And so he's like, okay, yeah, whatever, right? And then he comes, and of course,
Gilbert Gottfried's there.
Gilbert Gottfried! His dad is Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, do you know what you do?
The principal's
By the way, what you do is the only reason...
This movie definitely has a wacky Gilbert Gottfried principal subplot.
Yes, yeah.
Where there's like a kid shitting in the lockers he's trying to catch her.
I got gum everywhere!
I would do that. She, just bear with me. I would do that. She is a single parent, mother, father, either one, but is working really hard, barely making the bills because they live in an expensive area, but they're barely surviving in Napa Valley, but again, this is their job, but they're blue collar, they're making minimum wage. Again, they're maybe getting close to losing their house or whatever. Again, it might be that they were well off until they lost their other
parents. They could honestly even be another, they had a small vineyard and they had
a
bad crop.
Yes.
Yeah, like a bad, you know, like they had some bad fire.
Because what you could do is like, Elijah Wood is sent to tutor. He's getting annoyed with Gilbert Grape, and he's like, whatever, I'm leaving. He's like, you're not going to leave. You're going to tutor me. Nobody says no to me. He's like, no, I'm not tutoring you. He's like, oh yeah, well, I know your dad makes fucking $15 an hour. So you're going to tell me you're going to say no to a $10,000 check to be my tutor. And insulted, I'm going to use you. So leaves. Yes. Yeah. Throws the check away and leaves. And then you would do the moment Gilbert Grape shows up at school.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, if you're not going to tutor me, I'm going to come learn here or whatever. And then yes, at some point you would do like, again, Gilbert Grape gives him the check or whatever at some point. You would play that as a thing. But yes, I like Gilbert Grape. Be like, I could buy you at first.
Yes. And it's like, how dare
you? Yeah. But then you realize, like, it wasn't to buy them. It's that it was the first person he ever felt any sort of friendship or in chemistry with.
Yeah.
So he doesn't know anything else. He was just desperate. He's like, I can't have you leave because I liked you. So yeah, I try to buy you because that's all my family's ever done.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
And you're like, oh, I like Elijah Wood's character, God, principal. But then, you have this tension.
Oh, you would
like, they're barely surviving.
Gilbert Grape is like, look, why don't you just fucking take my tests for me? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's essentially the thing. Yeah, like, look, I don't like you. You don't like me. Why don't you just fucking do this? He's like, I'm not a cheat. I'm not an asshole. Like, or do you want to learn or not? Right. And then you do that. Gilbert Grape, of course, doesn't want to deal. This person is trying to be offensive and rude to piss him off. And at a certain point, he's like, you know what? Fuck you. And then he tries to buy him and it doesn't work. And then, okay. So that's act one, right?
Yeah.
Act one, your pre-existing conflict. Elijah Wood, moody teen, is looked down on at school and wants to be in with the in crowd. And your inciting incident is essentially, we want you to go tutor Gilbert Grape.
Yes.
Because we need someone that isn't going to just, you know, party with him or whatever. Yeah. We want, like, the best student in your school. So act two goes to the mansion, right? And then you do the classic, the long drive up the manor, right? And you do the, like, weird house and people being suspicious.
Yep.
You do the asshole parents, like, being super, like, a little too friendly at the beginning. Like, that whole thing, right? The mysterious
subtle jabs at Elijah Wood's clothes and upbringing and, again, looking down.
That classic state.
You also do that beat where, like, try this new we've just uncorked the 2019 vintage. And then, like, Leo, like, slaps it out of his hand. Like, it's just, like, this weird, like, whoa, really violent about this wine.
You even let Leo, like, at first, before he meets Elijah Wood, like, he would just watch. Like, you want that creepy thing of them drinking.
Yeah.
You want that drink of the wine.
Oh, that's true. You need that because later they need to face the own horror of realizing what they have done.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I wouldn't do that. Elijah Wood drinks the wine in the second act. Like, that's like you want that moment of like, because the wine is like, it's for adults, right? Yeah. You want that moment of like, I'm going to raid the liquor cabinet and get some of this wine. And then Leonardo DiCaprio finds you and flips out. And you're like, why did he flip out?
Yeah,
Anyway, just give me a second. So you do your second act, essentially this test, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where the two of them meet, Leonardo DiCaprio, or Gilbert Grape doesn't want anything to do with him and is, you know, trying to fuck with him and stuff like that. And he storms out and he's like, I'm not working for you. I don't care how much money you throw at me, right? And then the end of act two is Gilbert Grape shows up in the big limousine to school. Everyone's freaking out. He sits right next to Elijah Wood during math class. He's like, all right, so teach me math. Like, he pretends it's because he's going to get disinherited if he doesn't, you know, get his shit together or whatever, but we know it's about something more.
Yes.
Three is the two of them in school together, and it's their friendship and romance developing, essentially, right?
Yes, you would do Gilbert Grape again. It slowly learns what it means not just to be a rich asshole. It'd be like, Elijah Wood won't take the check. So all of a sudden, like, Elijah Wood comes home, and his parent now has been promoted, or like is now working on Gilbert Grape's vineyard as you know, like the head vinesman or whatever,
head wine person.
And he's like, then Elijah was like, I'm not a ground case. It's like, it wasn't for pity. It's like, I learned more about you. Your dad's great. There's no reason why your dad isn't up there. Like, again, it's like Gilbert's still using that wealth, but he's like, as long as it wasn't about me, as long as you did because of my dad, is like a good wine, good vineyard.
A good vine influencer. Yeah, head vine influencer on the grape estate.
Outstanding.
And yes, what you do is they get closer and closer, and then it's about hiding their romance as they get closer.
You do a thing where he plays baseball in a little cell. It's the grape estate.
When?
You'll get it.
Oh, the grape escape?
The grape estate. And he's sitting there playing baseball. You're like, I get
That's a reach. You should have stopped while you were ahead.
But yes, the third act is their growing romance. There's a tension of like, I don't like Gilbert Grape, but like, okay, now I see him as this wounded beast of sorts. Like, I want to take care of him. Again, you get all that kind of like, it's slightly toxic, but then it slowly becomes more and more genuine as they both learn about each other.
And
and they're hiding from their family. And I feel like the third act essentially escalates with the kiss or them having sex, whatever it is, at their house, and then this is why, bear with me, it's just like, I feel like in this sort of gothic romance, the reason you do that they drink the wine at first is, one, it's just a weird thing for the family to do, but it's also like, they're kind of, it's the sins already been made after they make love or make out or spend the night together. It is, maybe they're even going to sip wine and he stops him. And it's like, because now he cares about him. He had no problem. He had no problem letting him drink it before. But that starts ticking off. Something's weird. And that same night, it would be like they wake up in the middle of the night. He's got to sneak out in the middle of the night before the family wakes up. And upon sneaking out, yes. And that begins to involve the mystery of like, what happened to the twin? Like, the doctor.
Well, yeah,
like,
I was going to say, as the two of them are becoming closer, the classic thing would be the anniversary of the death.
Yes.
Right? Or it's his 16th birthday, right? It's Leo's 16th birthday, which means, and he's in a weird mood on his birthday, and it's because it's also his twin brother's 16th birthday, right? And so they go to the grave, right? And it's like, no, he seems to desecrate the grave, and you think like, wow, did he murder his brother? Like, what is this complex thing? It's just he desecrates because the grave's a lie, right? But that's the building mysteries, essentially. Yes. Like, again, like the dead wife and Rebecca. Yes. So then you would do, as that's going on, they're rehearsing for the play, and then you do their first kiss or whatever is there that night on his birthday. Maybe they throw a party for his birthday, actually. Mm-hmm. That would be like because you do that Elijah Wood kind of misunderstanding, like wants to surprise him with a birthday party. Right.
And so it's like a whole like
arranges a secret party. His parents are out of town. He arranges a secret party with everybody at the Great Manor or whatever.
Yeah.
And then so you do that like he or something like that. Do you know?
Yeah.
And then your fourth act is the party. And of course, people are getting drunk and wandering where they shouldn't, you know. And so then you have your sort of bad guy. Right. You would have a rival for Gilbert Grape's affection or attention in the popular kid crowd that, like, you know, is going where they shouldn't, and then that's...
Bear with me, because I think you also stretch time a little bit more than just make it all happen in the party. I think, ultimately, the end of the third act is simultaneously gets what he wants, this romance with Gilbert Grape.
Yes.
But then the cost of that is he realizes something's wrong with the family. In fact, he's almost weirded out. Like, he doesn't want to see Gilbert Grape the next day. Like, he knows something's wrong. He's freaked out. I would do that coincides with... Just bear with me. You would do Gilbert Grape is sending Elijah Wood's dad on some business trip to like Italy. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, you have to stay with the Grapes while I'm gone. So the so now Elijah Wood's stuck in the manor with the family. And yes, him and Gilbert Grape are at the most vulnerable and emotionally connected, but he knows something's wrong and now he can't hide from it. He's in this manor. And now the family didn't even know. In fact, the fucked up thing would be he shows up with like all of his sleeping bags and stuff. And the parents are like, yes. And he's like, oh, I thought. And Gilbert's like, oh, yeah. Elijah Wood's staying with us for the week. His dad's out on business.
Here's what I would do. Here's what I would
do. It's like, yeah.
Here's what I would do. I would do your midpoint. They have the kiss. Yeah. And then you do, but he sees something that makes him think Gilbert Grape murdered his brother.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? That would be what he thinks the turn in. So it's like, oh, shit. I'm in a lot more trouble than I thought, yes. Right? And so then he starts trying to distance himself, which just makes Gilbert Grape in Act 4 want him more. And like, yes. You know, like, why we kissed and now you're being super weird. Yes. What's going on? And you were just an asshole. Like, you know, like what's happening?
Yes.
So then you would do Gilbert Grape is the one who sends the dad away to
Yes,
Italy,
exactly.
Right? And the Gilbert Grape is the one who throws a rap party for the play at his mansion.
Yeah.
Knowing that, again, like what the main character wants more than anything is to be invited to a pool party or whatever.
Yes, yes,
and, you know, again, it's the classic, the brooding hero always, you know, like buys the girl a dress or whatever.
Yes.
You do like has the sick costume or whatever that like the really cool costume or like, you know, like that they're going to wear a, you know, sort of a costume together or whatever, like at this party. And so then, yes, your Act 4 is building around this and like the pressure is tightening. And then you would do, you have the big twist, right? Where the twist is realizing that it was the parents that did this thing. You need like, I'm like, what is the
crisis? I think the first crisis is that they find out that he killed his brother and then the brother is still alive.
So you do the end of Act 4 is finding out the brother is still alive.
Yes.
So the top of Act 4 is, oh shit, I think he killed his brother.
Yes, yeah.
Right?
Still alive. And then, yes, your climax is the discovery. Because at first, like, he's a freak. This family's a freak. And they'd be like, no, Gilbert Grape is a victim of, you know, horrific trauma and tragedy, and his parents have used him, and he needs help, essentially. Like, Gilbert Grape needs therapy and needs to escape this vicious, horrible family cycle, is what it is. And our hero is going to help him through that. It would be almost like Gilbert Grape is, you know, taken away from his family or whatever, is going to go get help. Like, it's tough to be like foster care, but anything would be better than his family, right?
They run off together. I think
run off together.
Okay, so it feels like then I would do, you need like the end of Act 4 would be like they're gonna send him, like the parents are gonna send him away somewhere. Do you do like the parents find out? Because you would do like, all right, here's hypothetically, if you're gonna do this, right? Elijah Wood is like, thinks Gilbert Grape murdered his brother, right? And now it's like, goes to the authorities or to someone who's like, I think he murdered his brother. You gotta, like, he's like, I'm scared for my life.
Yeah.
And it's like, you would do like at the party, he's gonna try to find evidence to prove it. It's like, I gotta get into that. Or even if it's just like, I'm so confused, I love this guy, but I don't know what it is. I need to get into the East Wing to find Anne. Right? So while the party's going on, he goes to sneak off into the East Wing to find answers. And of course, what he finds is the brother.
Yes.
And then you would do like, I'm like, are the parents
going? Oh, here's the end. Here's
there's got to be like, here's what I was just like, I feel like you want a Jack Torrance Shining type thing where like the dad
absolutely
hunting him down.
It goes
through the vineyards.
Like a blood path type thing with like this party people are running. It ends with, I think the family, maybe the parents get killed or they get arrested. I think everybody gets arrested, including Gilbert Grape. Like that's like your climax. Like Elijah Wood barely survives this horrible night as all these family secrets come out and it rocks this town and Gilbert Grape's everybody. Is arrested. And then what you do is the final gift, the dad was in Italy, Gilbert Grape, you could also do the dad always, him and his wife always wanted a vineyard and their vineyard got destroyed. Because then what you do, like again, it's like Gilbert Grape's gift is to give Elijah Wood and the dad a vineyard. And then you do, it's like years later and they're working in their field. And then who's that on the horizon?
Oh,
Gilbert Grape, 4 years later, trying to get past his trauma and ready to begin a new life.
Yes.
He'd be like, hey, you want to get coffee sometime in the village down the street? And he's like, that'd be great, Gilbert.
Here's what I would do then. Okay, so yes, then the heat is, I think you have one of the parents, let's say the dad, is like Gilbert Grape thought the dad was going away this weekend, but the dad was in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Gilbert is in the East Wing.
Mm-hmm.
And so your main character, Elijah Wood, doesn't realize the father is in the East Wing. He sees, when he sees the brother, right? You do like, he sees the brother on life support and like is like a horrified, who steps out of the shadows? It's not Gilbert Grape, it's the dad, who reveals the whole dark, tragic backstory or whatever, right? And then you do, is now trying to murder Elijah Wood, and Act 5 is this crazy-ass chase scene where she's where he's getting chased around and is going to get murdered, and then Gilbert Grape kills his father.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean? And then Gilbert Grape goes down for killing his dad, and then there's like this whole, you know... trial or whatever, and then like all the secrets come spilling out. And meanwhile, Elijah Wood winds up running off to going to Italy with the dad, and they have this they have this vineyard. And then I really love that as the end.
What I would do is the reason it's not just like weird that Gilbert just buys it. What I would do is I would make the grapes kind of responsible for how terrible their life is right now. Because what you do is you could even do the dad's like stay away from the grapes because the dad could also know the secret, and he was the one person who was going to expose them. All the other rich vineyard people, all the other people were like, yeah, that's fine. Send us your grapes. The grapes are the best. We don't care if you're fucking using your kid's blood. But her dad was like, what? This is fucked up.
Oh, dad figured it out?
Yeah, because you could do that. Somehow the grapes were involved, were partially responsible for Elijah's dad's
misfortune,
because it'd be like they owe again. The Gilbert would be like, "This isn't charity. Like we took your family's life away from you." That's why Gilbert Grape buys.
I don't understand how that works.
It's just a small detail to just tie in the plight of the family with the overall.
I don't understand.
What do you mean? We were talking about the vineyard that the other people in this valley.
No. What does that have to do? So you're saying the dad knows the secret?
If this is how long ago? This is 10 years ago. This happened or something like that.
Okay.
Yes, you would do that. He was going to expose them, just barely. Like, he was going to expose them or something, and they put pressure on it. And
I don't buy for a second that if the dad knew that they did this and was going to expose them, that he would let his son anywhere.
That's what I'm saying. That'd be part of the tension. Is that it's a star-crossed romance? The dad's like, stay away from the grapes. Why is the dad also the dad?
But then the dad wouldn't leave the country. Why
wouldn't the dad just tell him what happened?
Because the grapes are so powerful that he doesn't know. I think but in the same way, it's not like the girl's dad in Crimson Peak is like, it's super great, go to this weird family. You always have the family being like, don't do this. You want the tension. If the dad's just like, hey, go have fun with the grapes all the time.
I don't think you need the dad to be like, hey, I don't think you need him to be blithely ignorant. I think he can know the scuttlebutt and some of the rumors. I just don't think he needs to explicitly know the dark, fucked up secret. I feel like that's not as satisfying. And then I definitely wonder why he doesn't tell
his son
at some point.
He just knows that it's bad news.
I definitely think you could have that kind of role for the father. I think it's a little unsatisfying if someone else in the story already knew the entire mystery.
You could do that if you're into essentially Veronica Mars. I just I want it to be repayment. It's a subtle thing, but thematically, I think it should be repayment for a wrongdoing as opposed to, I like you and I'm rich, so I buy your family a vineyard. I like the idea. It's like, again, repaying part of the sins of... So, not just for the sake, we only have so much time. Veronica Mars style, the dad could have been a sheriff and was the person investigating that case, and he never figured out what happened. He just knew something was suspicious, and they essentially ruined his life over it and replaced him with a person that would...
I like that.
The dad's always been like, those people are suspicious. Like, something happened with their kid. I never figured
it
out.
They covered it up.
I like that. Yeah. Yes.
It's got like a true detective vibe a little
bit. You could do that. I was going to be like, maybe the dad's the town doctor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Coroner.
Or the mom was the doctor.
Yes.
Okay. So they still have the family vineyard. The mom was a doctor or
and he blames the grapes for her death. You could do it was a suspicious. It was a weird death that she had. And
she got close to the truth, and then the family got ruined.
Yeah.
And there was a mysterious fire, and then the mom died in the fire trying to put out the fire.
Yes,
you know what I mean. So it's not like it's not directly they murdered the mom, but it was they were like, we're gonna ruin this family to keep our secret.
Yeah,
you know, and then the mom died as a result.
Yes, and then Gilbert Grape.
Perfect.
Okay, and then then it's years later, and they're older now, and Gilbert Grape shows back because he's gone out of juvenile, and he's done 2 years of therapy, and he's trying to make his life better, and he shows up. He's like, hey, you want to go on a normal date? Just us two sexy boys?
Do people...
me and you, Elijah Wood?
In my head, you definitely need to work shirtless on a vineyard. Because
absolutely. Yeah, okay, yeah good, of course, good. All the time.
Okay,
He's coming, and he's cresting over the hill, and he too, shirtless, because it's hot.
Yeah. He's walking, and then literally he takes off his shirt just to wipe his brow.
Yeah.
And he just throws it away. He's like, whatever.
Whatever, I'm rich. Like, buy a million shirts.
All right.
And it's all they're of age, and it's not weird.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, it's years later now. Now they're like 22 or whatever.
Okay. All right. I think we did it. We figured out.
I mean, in terms of like being a thirst trap, that was like I was. Oh, it feels like you don't want it to
that's
be like
I meant it. That's
leering
thought,
at 14-year-old boys' bodies.
Be,
yeah.
That's why it should be more like high school. Yeah. Maybe you save the shirtless for it. Yeah. It's,
or so they're in again. They're it's
they're 18-year-old actors.
Yeah.
However old Leo was.
Yeah. However, it's not weird.
It's not weird.
Yeah. It's the exact age of not weird.
You text us at what is not weird.
This is Story Break, where however it's not weird is what it is.
Well, I think we got ourselves, we finally cracked it. What's Eating Gilbert Grape? It's a sexy gothic romance. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
No problem.
These are real podcast listeners, not actors. What do you look for in a podcast?
Reliability is big for me.
Power.
I'd say comfort.
What do you think of this?
Oh.
That's Jordan Jesse Go.
Jordan Jesse Go?
They came out of the floor?
And down from the ceiling?
That can't be safe.
I'm upset.
Can we go now?
Soon. Jordan Jesse Go, a real podcast.
Welcome back. We decided that what we're going to do for our little fun trailer at the end of this episode is to look at the real fun trailer for What's Eating Gilbert Grape. I have it queued up on a computer that all three of us can see, and in a moment here, I'm going to hit play so that you can listen along with us as we discover what this movie actually was.
So really quick, what do you guys think, before we go on this trailer, if you were to take our theoretical script and the actual script and you put them in one of those, you know, programs that tells you how close a document is to plagiarizing, how close...
Oh, like turnitin.com?
Yeah, how close do you think we are to the actual movie?
I think we're going to get written up by the review board. I think we're in hot water here, boys.
I think we're nowhere near.
I'm sweating the call to my parents where I tell them I got kicked out of school, out of screenwriting school, because I plagiarized Gilbert Grape.
All right, ready, guys? We're going to hit play in 3, 2, 1.
Ah, Paramount.
Paramount.
Endura.
Depp? Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
How did we miss this other heartthrob?
This is where I live with my family.
Okay.
Doctors said we'd be lucky if Arnie lived to be 10.
Ah. I could go at any time.
It's like the ruined Great Manor.
Don't be rude.
Yeah.
Some days you wanted to live.
I kill him, Gilbert.
I know, buddy.
Okay, son, come down now.
Bye.
Some days you don't.
When is this gonna stop?
Yep.
And then there's Mama.
Then my mom in there.
You see, with Mama, there's no nice way to break it to you.
She's not all that big, Gilbert. I saw a guy at the state fair who was a little bit bigger.
I haven't always been like this.
I haven't always been like this.
This is very far away from what we came up with.
Nothing ever happens here.
It's those lobsters, isn't it?
Not romance, though.
To me.
Is that John C. Reilly?
Yeah.
Guys, this is terrible. We're just doing one of those kids react to videos right now, but yeah, it's not even the video.
You know, the tagline is this unusual story of life and love. That works for our movie still. In the heartland. Not in the heartland.
They say there's a reason for everything.
My son! Give me my son!
This looks like a real serious movie.
It's a Give Me My Son movie.
This is like a brooding Johnny Depp in a serious movie.
My Life as a Dog. From the
I'll bet you. Oh, so the director of My Life as a Dog, I will bet you this movie is not about a dog either.
Just like My Life as a House. Did they trick My Life as a House?
She'll eat him.
What's Eating Gilbert? Well, I still don't really know what What's Eating Gilbert Grape is about. You know, I'm going to foist the blame entirely on Matt for selling this to us as a, like, the girls were psyched about this Leo movie when it's explicitly a Johnny Depp movie.
It's a Leo and Johnny Depp movie. There are two hot boys in that movie. That's a good cast, too. So, Juliette Lewis is in it. John C. Reilly.
Why don't you read the synopsis for us, Matt? Like, what's like the one line of this movie?
Oh, okay. Here, hold on so I can find the one line. It
feels like a series.
Okay, the film follows 24-year-old Gilbert Grape.
So, strike one. Leonardo DiCaprio is not Gilbert Grape.
A grocery store clerk caring for his morbidly obese mother.
Works with grapes still.
And his mentally impaired younger brother in a sleepy Midwestern town. Wrote the screenplay adapted from his novel. The film was well reviewed, and DiCaprio received an Academy Award nomination for it.
Oh, that's probably why.
So it's just like a slice of life movie.
It's a slice of life,
big old slice of Midwestern.
It builds up to his brother's 18th birthday. It looks like they're dealing with his father's suicide. It's kind of like what's
the subtext.
Subtext of everybody in the movie. And they're not willing to let their mother become the joke of their town by having her corpse. Oh, the mom dies in it.
This is great podcasting, right?
This is a sad movie. Well, everybody, I will just say our movie was not very similar. And I'm not sure what the girls in my middle school were talking about. And also, I'm beginning
just
to question...
Just like your whole life, Matt. Just never quite sure.
And I'm beginning to question all the things I probably fake said about the movie.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what did you possibly
talking
expect?
About why I liked it also. I feel like I was smart. I feel like I kept it vague, but it's also maybe that's why...
you got all those weird looks.
Yeah, maybe that explains my love life in middle school.
Your love life.
Hey, that weird boy keeps talking about Gilbert Grape and brings up school shootings and basketball.
Does he not know that Gilbert Grape is like Leo's going to get a nom for the Academy Award for his portrayal on that one? He keeps talking about like it's some teen heartthrob movie when instead it's this beautiful slice of Midwestern life that I understand.
Maybe Matt just stick to his Pokemon and not talking about sophisticated small art house films anymore. Damn. Well.
However, I will say this. We explicitly, well, whereas theirs is like what's eating Gilbert Grape, you know, life in this small town and the difficulties of, you know, various, you know, teen dramas.
I do like our answer to the question, what's
which
eating
is
Gilbert
literally
Grape
the entire community around him and literally eating him. So
the more drinking him, but
more
you
drinking
know.
Him, but you know, like the yeah. consumption of the body, all that.
Yeah.
So we get points on that part. And unless you, hold on, real quick, guys, I have the future Rotten Tomatoes-ifier here. I'm just going to just feed our script and synopsis into it. And 23%.
All right.
23%.
I'll take
it. Didn't like it, you mean?
Yeah. Sure
That's
thing,
a clear
Matt.
77.
Uh-huh. What we got on the old fan art front? By the way, I just want to throw this out here. If anybody wants to just do free jazz experimental fan art, that would be in keeping with the theme of this podcast
at
the moment.
If you send us Adventure Zone fan art, we will shout it out on this podcast as part of our dedication to avant-garde-ness and everything that this podcast represents. Okay.
In season two of Story Break, they dared ask, what is content?
All right. Thanks so much for the fan art, guys. Sorry if I didn't get to do some shout outs at the end of last week's episode. As you might have heard, we had some Labor Day difficulties.
All right. Memorial Day. We'll get it fucking right.
Some Memorial Day difficulties. My bad. But thanks to Robert Anderson for posting the poster for the episode isn't out yet, too. I was very happy to see that. Thanks as well to Just Grand, who did. Maybe one of my favorite pieces of fan art ever, which is the poster for Nothing, which is just a big blank black screen.
I'd watch it.
So thank you to Just Grand on Twitter. Thanks as well to Mitchell Burton for giving us a double feature for The Maze Runners, Sunny Side Up. This adventure won't go over easy.
Ooh,
that was like his his sort of send up of our Flat Earth movie. And he also did a poster for Wiener Magic, the Christopher Nolan film.
Very good.
It's very good. So thank you, all of you, for the fan art.
There were two wieners the whole time. They're twin wieners. It's simple. That's how he does it.
Thanks as well to Dustin Reitzel for suggesting the prompt that led to this insane movie idea. All right. So thanks to everyone who's been doing the fan art. You can find us on Twitter at twitter.com/RJStoryBreak.
And on Facebook at bit.ly/StoryBreakFB. Thank you also to Maximum Fun for having us on their podcast network. Head over to MaximumFun.org to see a whole slate of shows under its comedy and culture subcategories. Great shows on that network. Most of the podcasts I listen to actually are Max Fun podcasts.
Suck up.
Yeah. Well, I do listen to a lot of podcasts. What do you want me to say? That's going to do it for us.
I write hard for Luminary, the new bougie service where you pay for podcasts.
God. Wait, I can finally pay for podcasts? Oh, thank God.
Yeah, there it is. Thank you so much for you, the listener, for hanging out with us this week. I hope you enjoyed your brief time here, whether it be on the commute, in the shower, or while doing the dishes. This is Freddie Wong signing on. This week, I'm going to recommend you go visit a bouldering gym because that's where all the people with flip-flops are.
I'm Will Campos, and I'm going to recommend just taking a moment at the beginning of the day to just center yourself.
Take a big old dump.
Put the phone away. Just, you know, sit there in your space and, you know, just breathe in the morning. And then, you know, get your mind right for the rest of the day.
Getting your mind right.
I'm Matthew Arnold. I'm going to recommend a little show called Chernobyl. That's it. I'm just actually going
to,
you know, recommend
something
for real.
Matt just wants to flex that he's watching Chernobyl.
Like everybody is.
It's really good. I've actually quite enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Oh, watch Terrace House Aloha State. It's pretty good.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Welcome back to WKEP at Night. Up next, looks like we've got a PSA from local forest ranger Duck Newton.
Do I start now or?
Yeah, and lean in, Duck.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, I wanted to address the unfortunate situation that. Okay, listen, two people, good people that I and a lot of y'all have known our whole lives, are dead, torn to shreds.
A savage, bloodthirsty beast that defies human comprehension. If you'd like to know more, stop by the Cryptonomica, Kepler's premier museum of the macabre, just off Highway.
Come on, we just wanted to warn y'all, to beg you. If you see one of those things out in the forest, don't fight. Don't scream. Run. Run as far as you can.
Doc, it's almost midnight. Listen, folks, if you see anything, please go to thelamplighter.org and let us know. And get behind a locked door tonight.
Anything else we need to... Oh, they're leaving. Okay, well, that's thelamplighter.org, and stay safe out there, Kepler.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.